4 CBA.
BA, KN4 VWA. What's happening, big man?
Just showing this radio to, trying to get the mic untangled. I'm just showing this radio to my oldest grandson, Jackson, and his friend, Mac, right? And Mac's kind of interested in amateur radio, so I was just showing him, you know, what the HF rig could do, and then we turned on the two-meter rig. I thought I'd just throw him a call out there. So what are you up to?
From Swell Belly. We've been over to Lake Bowen Fish Camp and I ate too much.
Y'all leaving? Hang on one second. 54 CBA back with you. Yeah, we went to Texas Roadhouse. It's my oldest grandson Jackson and then my youngest grandson Gavin. They have a birthday about, what, 2 or 3 days apart. And so we went to Roadhouse and then we came back here for cake and presents.
Dog, that sounds like fun. Well, in the meantime, sign them up. Start training them for the technician class. Get them on the air.
In my, my Baofeng 2 meter 440 HT, since I bought this Yaesu 2 meter 440 rig, HT rig, FT60, I believe, yep. It's got a little better receiver in it than the Baofeng.
Yep, I would agree with that 100%. Well, how have you been doing?
I've been up to Maggie Valley. Just got back today. I was up there seeing my sister and helping her with some stuff around the house that she needed done that she couldn't get done herself.
But being a good brother. How is Marjorie?
Good. She's just, she's a year older than me, but she's... You'd never know it, because, I mean, she gets around really good, and she's always out working in the yard doing something outside. She likes to, you know, stay busy and doing something during the day. She don't like to sit around.
You got to realize, she may be a year older, but she looks 10 years younger. A lot better than you, Bubba.
Well, I tell you, that's one. I'm going to have to put you down for that one. And I have some third-party traffic here. This is my oldest grand.
Out of the repeater right then. Hey, listen, just a little reminder. You know we've got lunch on Tuesday.
Well, I'll be playing tennis right in the middle of that, so I hate it. I'd love to be there.
I hope those boys know that they got an antisocial grandpa, I tell you.
Third-party traffic. This is my oldest grandson, Jackson. Oh, now he's backed out. Mac, you want to come over here? He doesn't want to talk either. All right, so I guess it's you and me, bud.
If I'm not mistaken, Jackson is the one that I had the nice conversation with at your birthday party. Kind of a sandy-haired young man, a little over 4 foot tall.
My oldest daughter came in, and she was just announcing to the group that she's getting ready to leave. So, I'm sorry, what was your question?
I think Jackson is the young man... sandy-haired young man, about a little over 4 foot tall, that I had the nice conversation with at your birthday party. Tell him I'm the good-looking, bald-headed old geezer.
Yeah, he remembers that, but I think he remembers in the looks department, I think you were lacking.
I know you didn't say that. Well, listen, you better get in there and say bye to your daughter. And Jackson, you have a good day, buddy. Hopefully we get you on the radio. KN4CBA, go in there and take care of family business, bud. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Good one, Steve. Good to talk to you. KN4VWA, KP4CBA, clear.
GF testing radio.
WA.
Yeah, I just bought this radio yesterday and was giving it a shot. My name's Chris up here in Asheville, North Carolina. How am I sounding in the repeater?
Oh, very good. Clean audio. You're hitting the repeater. Full quieting. There's just a tiny little bit of fried eggs on the back side of it, but that's the repeater. You got a good signal, son, if you're in Asheville. Yeah, good clear audio.
Appreciate it. The radio I had before, I could key the repeater, but nobody could understand me. And it ended up, something went wrong with it internally. I'm going to send it back. It was only 2 weeks old, but it was a Chinese radio. This is the Yaesu 2980, and I am tickled to death with it so far.
Yeah.
New. The former owner had it. He said he's had it a year or so, but he said he hooked it up one time and the newer model came out and he ordered it and packed this one up, so he decided to sell it. He said it's had probably less than 15 minutes airtime on it.
Well, listen, I know you don't know me that well, but, you know, and everybody has their preference. ICOM makes some really good equipment. But I'm a Yaesu man myself. I'm on a Yaesu FTM 400 right now. And I tell you, when it comes to that Chinese stuff, bud, you get what you pay for.
Wrong in that. I'm just getting started into the ham part. I've been into GMRS a little bit longer, but I grew up, as probably a lot of ham guys did, started out on the CB as a kid. And just kind of got out of it and decided to graduate and move up to be a big boy radio operator. And this one works out pretty good. I do have an ICOM 7200 sitting here trying to get into HF as well.
Like a number one rule of ham radio, and go ahead and do it. 10-4, good buddy, put the hammer down and let us hit it there. I had a CB back in 72, back when they still required a license for those things, and oh goodness, that was in a different millennia, I tell you. But you know, everything has its place, and you know, it was fun at the time. But I'm glad to hear you're graduating up.
Under that. Yeah, my papa, he was a big CB guy, and so that was kind of our hobby we shared together. I got into it when I was about 10 years old. I'm 34 now. I was 8 or 10, I guess, when I got into it, and carried that on till about 3 years ago, and he passed away, and I kind of lost interest in the hobby after that since he wasn't around to enjoy it with me. And I'd been saying for probably a decade I was going to get my ham license, so I just finally buckled down and did it. I'm glad I did.
Chilling here some. I haven't been on much in the last 6 months, but whenever I do get on here, I catch some real good conversations like the one you might have just heard. That was a guy I went to high school with. So there's some awfully good people on here. So what's your handle?
Name's Chris. I live up here actually in Candler, just outside of Asheville. Born and raised here. And what's your name? If you told me, I missed it.
The take I made, because I didn't throw it out there. It's Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. So, well, like I said, I've just arrived back at the Hacienda, and I'm going to take it on in and get me a... I had a big old fish plate at the Lake Bowen Fish Camp, and now I'm going to go in and get me a big bowl of Breyers ice cream and just... sit back, watch something stupid on TV, and watch the inside of my eyelids. So, I enjoyed it. I hope you hear me on here again. I hope I hear you on here again. So, KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Glad to meet your acquaintance, and I'll definitely be scanning the band every now and then and swing by and give a hello. 73 to you. Enjoy that ice cream and nap. KR4 AGF will be clear.
Hey, big man. Oh, KFOBWA. I have got some fresh Breyers natural vanilla in there, and I've got a big old 16-ounce A&W root beer. So I'm going to make me a root beer float. Now, doesn't that sound like caloric suicide? Evening. I'm assuming that the race is over. Oh, yeah, we can't have any puddles on the finish line. Well, listen, I'll make sure the race is finished before I give you a call. How's that? Thanks for hitting me, buddy. Oh, okay, W4DJ, W4DJW, KN4, BWA, clear.